Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
A friend asked me, "What are you doing this weekend?" And then there was just a long silence. If the stay-at-home order has you dreaming of far-flung trips to other locations than your dining room, let WNYC's Jennifer Vanasco be your travel guide. Each week, Jay brings us creative ways to spend our downtime while cooped up. It's a segment we call The Stay-In. And Jay, you have some online destinations you want to share. First of all, hi, how are you?
Hey, Allison, I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. So you want to send us, it's so funny, you said Dutchess County. I'm wearing a t-shirt that says, "I'd rather be upstate" right now.
Oh, so would I.
So send me upstate. Where are we going?
Okay, so we're going to Rhinebeck, New York, which is a small town in the Hudson north of the city. It's very small. It's a population of about 7,000 people. And it's the setting for the Apple Family plays by Richard Nelson. They ran at the Public Theater. And the fifth play premiered just last night on YouTube. You can see it through Sunday. It's streaming. And it's set in Rhinebeck. And it's a Zoom call, because with this series of plays, Richard Nelson always kind of set them in the time we are right now. So This is this warm family that's talking about life in the age of COVID, like how they're doing, what they're struggling with. One of the characters has just come back from the hospital. Another, he and his wife are living in separate rooms because he has symptoms. And I know that might seem, I myself was a little worried about watching it last night because I thought, is this just going to be hard to watch right now?
Right.
But actually, it's the complete opposite of hard to watch. It felt like being immersed in this really, like, the best, warmest possible family with people who really understand what you're going through right now. And the overall message is really just about the power of storytelling to kind of transcend all this. It's wonderful. And you learn a lot about Rhinebeck.
Oh, that's good. Rhinebeck's beautiful. It's really a sweet town. Is it more than one play, or is it just a series of plays? I'm not clear on that.
Yes. And so the fifth play is available on YouTube. But if you go to the Public Theater's website, there's a link where you can see the four other plays. So if you wanted, you could see the first four and, like, really get to know this family. And I must say, if you do that, then watching the fifth play feels like you are dropping in on your actual family. Like, it has a little warmth about it. But you really get to know these characters over time, and they really do. I mean, it's so interesting. They talk about Rhinebeck, like, as it is. Like, they talk about the shops, and this one they talk about the shops being closed, but they talk about the neighbors, actual landmarks there. And the current one, they talk about how people from the city are coming up, and they really don't like that. They're kind of, like, flooding the town. But it feels like, when you watch this, you can kind of, like, kick back and be like, here I am in my beautiful house by the river. My dog's running outside. It's a perfect night in Rhinebeck, New York. That's what I'm hoping for you.
All right, you can catch those plays on YouTube or anytime this weekend. What's a specific recommendation for tomorrow night, for Friday night plans?
Okay, so as you probably know, every night the Metropolitan Opera streams one of their live in HD series. These are beautifully, beautifully shot operas. And on Fridays, it's viewer's choice. And the thing that people picked this week is a very classic from the archives, Puccini's La Bohème. And it has Luciano Pavarotti, Renata Scotto, and of course, the musical Rent is based on La Bohème. But unlike Rent, which is of course set in New York City, this is set in 1830s Paris. And the Met is so immersive with its set. And so I can't decide. Like, I was thinking of this, and I was thinking, so maybe it's wonderful to be transported to 1830s Paris, or maybe you'll be really glad that you're in, like, a cozy apartment with Netflix instead of a chilly garret. We'll see.
And this is interesting. I just happened to notice this, that Anthony Rapp tweeted that Rent opened 24 years ago yesterday on Broadway. So maybe some...
Oh, what nice synchronicity.
Yeah,
man, that's a good show.
It's a deep cut. All right, let's go into... We can visit a forest, it says on your notes. I can go to a forest? How so?
Yes, okay, so you can take a tour of the Hall of North American Forests with the American Museum of Natural History. So this week on their Facebook page, they dropped this video of the curator kind of taking us on an actual tour of the hall. He has his flashlight. He stands in front of the dioramas. He, like, starts with that, you know, that diorama of the giant bugs, like an earthworm, daddy
yes.
long legs. And right? And so yes. he starts and he points out interesting facts about that. And then he goes to the bald cypress forest in the south, and there are these stuffed turkeys there. And he points to the label, and he says, look at that label. He's like, that label was written in 1958. And what it says is that turkeys are rare. And that is hilarious for anybody who has seen, yes. like, the turkeys kind of dancing on the lawns in, like, New Jersey and Connecticut. And
so
that
funny.
Kind of thing, like, I know, it's so great. And he just kind of drops all these really interesting facts about forests. And then there's also from the museum these slideshow tours. Like, if you miss the museum, like, we are a big Museum of Natural History family. And if you miss that, there's these beautiful pictures of the whale and the polar bears, the whole North American hall. And what's wonderful about them is somebody, a really good writer, wrote the captions. And there are these beautifully written captions with a lot of really interesting facts, like the diorama of the brown bear. And there's also a small, in the museum, there's a small diorama also of a mastodon and some saber-toothed cats. Those are set in the exact same location.
Hmm.
And I thought, wow, really? And there's also these archival pictures of them, like, putting the dioramas together.
Oh,
and
that's
those
cool.
are part of, I know, it's so great. Those are all part of the Google Art and Culture Project. And what I like about that project is you can go to that website and you can see museums from all over the world. I took a tour of this really tiny museum in Paris along with the curators. There's 360-degree view photos of Indian temples. There's all these museums of 80 countries. It's really great. And then also, if people are zoo people, you just really go into your web browser and type zoo webcams. All of the major zoos from across the world have live webcams right now. They're pretty easy to find. And you can see everything from, like, a watering hole in the Maasai Mara in Kenya to, like, the zoo in Australia to, like, the St. Louis Zoo. You can go all around the world and just see animals right now as they are when they're not being observed by anybody except for, you know, their keepers.
Oh, yeah. Two words. Cheetah cubs. All right. Let's squeeze in the Japan. Let's squeeze in the Japan Society. This looks quite interesting.
Yeah. So the Japan Society is based in New York City. And right now they're showing this collection of traditional and contemporary Japanese performances. And they switch them up all the time. At the moment, until tomorrow, there are these two samisen performances. These are three-string traditional Japanese instruments. I'd actually never heard this music before, and I thought it was really fantastic. They also, though, have this amazing About Japan section with these essays on contemporary culture and history and archival photos and artwork from their collection. And you can take really reasonably priced language lessons, which, I mean, if you are somebody who wants to go to Japan and you want to, like, get ready to go, like, this is the time. This is never going to happen again. But also, someplace else in Asia, next Thursday, a week from today, is an event called I Love Chinatown.
And oh, nice.
It's on Facebook. It's a night of storytelling and comedy and music. I think there's also going to be a cooking demonstration. You can hear Cantonese opera. It supports the small businesses there. And it's going to have Bowen Yang from Saturday Night Live, Joel Kim Booster. He's a stand-up who's also been on James Corden's show. Kat Chow, she's a radio producer, has an upcoming memoir. And it's produced by Stephanie Fu, who our listeners probably know. She's a former producer from This American Life.
Jay Vanesco, thank you for taking us around the world while sitting on our couch.
Thanks for having me, Allison. Enjoy the trip.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.